Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha and welcome to Talking Pictures. I'm your host, Paul Booth, as always. So happy to be here today. You know what? I'm always going to say that. I realize that I've said it so many times, but hey, I'm happy and it's all good. Today, finally get to review Horn from the Heart, the Paul Butterfield Blues. Well, the Paul Butterfield story, of course, known for the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, which he founded in Chicago, but we'll get into that. I'm going to pull up their Facebook page because I've been off grid for a little bit here. Take some downtime. We have to thank Newport Beach for, you can go to our new website, www.talkingpicturesla.com. And you'll see a podcast that we have up, and then you'll see podcast episodes. You can go a few episodes back, and we interviewed the director, John Anderson, producer Sandy Warren, had a great talk, was able to meet them at the second screening. And it was just so fantastic. There's a few times where I'm going to be speechless, and I'm going to be looking at some info here. And it's not that I'm off course. It's that this movie, I was so excited during the preview. I was so excited during the interview that I decided I really had to compose myself for this review. And I have to look up something here. So I'm exactly on for their screening information. So I'm going to mention Paul Butterfield Blues Band was this kick-ass blues band from the 60s. Now, sure, the premise of them, of these guys, was half of them were white, half of them were black, but these guys went into the clubs in Chicago. Butterfield, Michael Bloomfield, their friend Charlie Musselwhite, who was never a member of the Butterfield Blues Band, and they learned the blues from Little Walter, Howlin' Wolf, Hubert Sumlin, the real deal. Now, this was before segregation. This was South Side of Chicago. As the movie said, there was times Butterfield was the only white guy in the club. And that in itself is gutsy. Now, today it seems like nothing, but we're talking about a friend of mine who was there said you could get knifed in a club. And it was for talking to a girl. No more just the guy says, excuse me. So, okay. Had to just find a bit of information and wanted to give you guys a pretense here that it's uncensored. And this show's going to be uncensored. I'm not going to drop F-bombs for no reason. But Paul Butterfield was a bad motherfucker. This was a bad dude, and I mean in a good way. Like, a cool cat, could hold his own, could sit in with anybody. Newport Beach is not responsible for what I say about the blues or the language or what the movie conjured for me, because I'm going to make this a little bit personal, because I found the Butterfield Blues Band about almost 15 years ago. I don't remember life before it. I mean, sure, I remember friends. I remember this or that, but I don't remember my way of looking at things. Go on YouTube, look up Paul Butterfield Blues Band, their first album or their second album, You Gotta Be Ready For, East West, 13-minute track, known to have 40-minute jams composed on acid, the myth, urban myth, Michael Bloomfield and Elvin Bishop, Indian Raga music. These guys were mixing everything. They were mixing old blues and bluesmen with youth. They were mixing dope, acid, alcohol, women, a hunger, a respect for the past. A lot of things that are missing nowadays. We're artists, so many artists, we're not being snobby here. We're not being music snobs. We're not being hippies. Shit, I wasn't even alive, so it's not like I can talk like I was there. But when you tune into this stuff, it's powerful shit. And the movie captured that. Right here on their homepage, it's such a personal instrument. It's really like a horn from the heart is what Paul Butterfield Horn from the Heart says, this was a cool website on the Facebook page. And I am going to kind of wander around here because the documentary, I don't want to spoil it to you. Congrats, John, and for winning Best Editing, Special Achievement in Filmmaking. There wasn't an editing award for Newport. They actually created one for this film. And that just goes to show that there's a degree where it couldn't take the audience award because 3 sold-out screenings, of course, everybody's going to say it's excellent. I'm speaking of my own opinion. I don't know what Newport does with their awards. Respectfully, obviously wasn't the best movie there, wasn't meant to be. And so to have an award that I have not seen in the past 7 years be given shows you how awesome it is. It was really cool. I mean, you can watch the trailer on Vimeo. John Anderson directed it, produced it, edited it. I apologize to John because he saw how talkative I was in the interview. He met me. He was kind enough to give Talking Pictures a ticket. So we were able to see these screenings. Get to their Facebook page, Horn from the Heart. Now I'm going to jump into reviewing it because I finally meditated here with my water. And now I'm going to be a rambling jack. First of all, you have 2 of the most kick-ass blues albums ever made. And now you get the daunting task of watching a film that's going to encapsulate the blues from the old school, Muddy Waters. This movie had Marshall Chess giving interviews. Barry Goldberg later went on to Electric Flag fame with Michael Bloomfield. The great drummer Sam Lay from the Butterfield Blues Band. Butterfield's son. So many people, unfortunately, gone that lived this great tale with Butterfield. And it left me speechless. As you can tell, this review probably sounds a little bit like it's in left field, but it's because that is what the Butterfield Band does to you. The music, especially East West, puts you in left field. You're just supposed to roll with the moment. You're not supposed to always know the answers. Their song Screaming, oh my God, what great use. Since we're going to talk about, we'll talk about editing here. John didn't overuse the music, and he didn't underuse the music. And I know those were the biggest reasons for an editing award, because this also was a perfect sound editing job. A lot of people think editing is just picture. They forget it's audio because we see that there's sound editing awards on the Oscars and sound mixing. But John really had to have an incredible vision and really had to... Darn it. I'm such a motor mouth, and John is leaving me speechless here with this film. I'll give you the great adjectives. Superb doc, fantastic film, captured the music, captured the feelings, made you want to go eat catfish, made you want to go drink whiskey, made you want to go make out with your mate, whether you're gay, straight, whatever. I felt like going out kissing my girlfriend at the time that I used to listen to Butterfield with. I felt like going to a show. This is the best way of putting it. I smelt the blues. I felt the blues. I tasted the blues. It took away my blues. There was some issues I had had that I was having that day. It made me the movie just on so many levels worked. And documentaries are not always, you can find what you find in a documentary. The movie, as I'm always saying on the show, is 50% you, 50% the film. This one, The Blues, has so many things that work on us consciously and subconsciously, we don't admit it. We don't like to admit it. We think of the blues as a downer music, but the blues is one of the happiest, coolest things there is. It can get you so psyched up. I can put on Screamin' from their first album and get so hyper that you guys would probably think I took cough syrup or something. And that's how wild it is. And I appreciate John and Sandy and Paul Butterfield for giving me the ability to know to just kind of shut up. And I had to apologize on the preview to Newport because I had moments of silence. I had to apologize during the interview for rambling too much. And now I'm finding myself where I had this great kind of review that I had written out, and I thought, this is what the blues is. The blues is being where you're at, whether you're in Chicago, Austin, St. Louis, Memphis, on a train, plane, bus, whether you're single, whether you're fighting with your woman, whether you're making love with your woman. It's like Carlos Santana says, it's cursing, praying, making love. The blues is actually just life, like jazz. Jazz and the blues are the same. I can't stand when people argue that they're different. Sure, a tenor sax is different than an electric guitar, but when John Coltrane goes off, no different than Buddy Guy. When Paul Butterfield is busting the wall down with that harp that just makes you think, holy shit, it's the same thing as when Joe Perry has you in the Forum and is just ripping into those notes that he gets from Jeff Beck, that Jeff Beck got from Buddy Guy, that Buddy Guy got from Muddy Waters, who brings you back to Paul Butterfield. Paul Butterfield, this story, of course, went into his life, his, you know, the different bands he had, his humbleness, his troubles with, I mean, the problem is with most music films is that it's not a big shock if it's band gets together, band gets successful, band breaks up, band member has alcohol or drug problem, some people die, some people don't, and you just keep going. You the bluesman, I won't say who said it, but there was an interview in there that put it best. They bluesmen go till they're dead. I think if B.B. King could have been soloing, has his heart monitor stopped, he would have had Lucille there, and he probably did, for all I know. Butterfield's music has not died. The blues has not died. Who he took from, I got to meet the great Hubert Sumlin once, and I could feel Hubert Sumlin in the room, and I'm not being heebie-jeebie, I'm spiritual. Music, I'd call my religion if I had to say there was something that I believed in that shows up for me, and I believe in the music and movie gods. And this film was about friendship, love, spirit. It was about being lost and finding yourself. It was exactly what this reveal is for me. I cannot tell you right now how I am just so excited and honored that I saw this and that I'm in such gratitude that I'm going to be totally okay if John gets this and thinks, what was Paul saying? He went here, there, and everywhere. Corey, one of, you know, the PR rep that here we love at Talking Pictures. We love Newport Festival, and it was just so serendipitous to see this film. This was the one film where I said to myself, if it sells out, I'm sneaking in. I'm actually sitting outside right now cutting this with internet from the house because I felt like being on the porch like an old bluesman in the Mississippi Delta. And I thought, I'm going to sneak in. I don't break Newport rules, but if for any reason I can't get a ticket, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to be in this movie. I was traveling the day after I saw it, and I thought, I don't care how tired I am. I don't care that I'm going to have a 24-hour day with only a few hours sleep. And this movie delivered. Now, hopefully, we are going to keep in touch with John and bring you the next place this thing filmed. Pardon me. Again, sitting on the porch, enjoying the night air. I'm glad the little wind isn't being picked up on the mic, well, to my knowledge. And I just wanted to say that I felt like to do this review, I had to make it like hanging out in a blues bar. I have my big bottles of water here. I have my mini cigar. I wish I had a lady with me. I wish I was going to do some dancing after this. So that's what kind of the rolling with this review, two thumbs up, seal of approval of Aloha. Big thank you to Newport Beach for showing it again, keeping the music going, especially this shit. My God, it scares me that people say Muddy Waters Who, that people don't get B.B. King played 60 years of his life or more. I hope this Horn from the Heart gets people turned on to Butterfield, gets them listening to Little Walter and James Cotton and Junior Wells and Sonny Boy Williamson. All due respect to Chuck Berry. There's more to Chess Records than Chuck Berry. The great Marcel Chess, who was in the film, of course. So great to see him and still kicking. Fathers and Sons, another great album. Look up that one. You got Otis Spann and Muddy's band with the Butterfield Blues Band. It's just potent shit. It'll just turn you on in ways that you only thought the opposite sex could turn you on. And I'm not being crude. I said in the beginning, this is going to be a blues review. So with that, because I am hitting how hyper the blues makes me, and I have clearly made my point, I want to just say, I am so blessed. The show is blessed. We are here for Horn from the Heart, however far it goes. When it hits Amazon, we will be here telling you to check it out. If it hits DVD, we'll be telling you to order it. John, Sandy, thank you for your contribution to the world. Please, on behalf of the show, thank all the Butterfield family, Lee and Grant, who were in the film. Thank you for the introduction to Barry Goldberg. Man, it was cool meeting someone from the Electrical Flag. And Julie with PR. Corey, as always, you hooked it up. You gave Talking Pictures. You got us the interview that we wanted. Our main goal from the festival was to walk away previewing, reviewing, and interviewing the directors for this film, and we got to do it. So we are always grateful. Again, Horn from the Heart, the Paul Butterfield blues story. Go on Facebook and like it. There's tons more there. There's a great trailer. There's stuff from Elvin Bishop. People don't know that Paul Butterfield played in the band with Bob Dylan. He was at the folk festival when Dylan went electric, which so many people get pissed about. Butterfield set so many standards. He went on to Chicago and shook shit up there. If you really go through the page, you see a lot of cool stuff from Newport Beach. Thankfully, to the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, you even have Robbie Krieger. They used Elmore James' Shake Your Money Maker, which Butterfield Blues Band made electric to do Break On Through. If you listen to Shake Your Money Maker, YouTube that, you will hear Break On Through to the Other Side. You'll get turned on to Michael Bloomfield when you listen to this. But what I'm going to close with is the coolest, greatest honor that was given to us. And it might not be there, but I just like saying it because it's the only time I'll be totally self-indulgent because it's Paul Butterfield. This is like one of my favorite, you know, it doesn't get more cool. Well, anyways, they used to have, okay, here it is. If you scroll down, you can hear our interview by date, scroll down to April 19th. I guess that was 3 weeks ago. Talking Pictures. Of course, we have to plug ourselves. Interview with the director, John and Sandy, producer. And you'll just get to hear them tell some stories that you only would have heard at the Q&A. And the Q&A stories were different for mine. And I'm sure they were on opening night and the closing nights of the film. So, again, Talking Pictures, we wanted to close with saying it is such an honor to be on the Facebook page of the great Paul Butterfield. All he contributed, we like to hope, and we like to think that we contribute something to the arts and other artists. With that, thank you for letting me do my jam session, whether it was a crazy strawberry jam record session and made no sense, or whether it had some of the fine Elektra record tuning. Check out this film. Do not miss it. Take some time to enjoy it. I sure enjoyed being here. And yeah, aloha, peace, and take some time to get to know the blues in the nicest way. Forget this Katy Perry bullshit. Forget this Taylor Swift stuff. Whatever Justin Bieber, I don't even like saying his name right. I care so little about him. No disrespect to anybody that knows him. That's not music. Get into the Wolf. Get into Muddy. Go rock and roll. Thanks, you guys, for letting me be myself. And I look forward to talking to you guys soon. You're always welcome back. Again, Paul Butterfield Blues Story. I always say blues band, sorry. The Paul Butterfield Story, Horn from the Heart. Check it out. Go on IMDb if you saw it and rate it. Good night, everyone.